Why are there so many African Americans incarcerated in Vermont? That's the question that our podcast Brave Little State answers in its latest episode. VPR's Angela Evansy hosts the show, and she joins me now. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Mitch.
So, Angela, this is a pretty hard question to answer, isn't it?
Yes, and it's also a daunting one, but it was chosen by our audience. And Mitch, for people who don't know, Brave Little State is a people-powered show, which means we answer questions about Vermont that have been submitted and also voted on by our listeners. And this question, which came from Rosie Chase of Huntington, won the recent voting round decisively.
Well, it is an important question, and it is something that's come up quite a bit recently in Vermont. Angela, can you set up this excerpt we're about to hear?
Yes. So our question asker, Rosie, is actually a public defender. She practices out of Franklin County, and she was wondering why we have this disparity. To put things in context, Vermont has one of the lowest incarceration rates in the country, but one of the highest rates of African-American incarceration. So Rosie was wondering why, and also wondering how our Black incarceration rate compares to other states.
Is the rate higher here in Vermont than most other states?
Short answer, yes.
So, you know, it's an outlier for sure.
This is Ashley Nellis.
I'm a senior research analyst at the Sentencing Project.
The Sentencing Project is a research and advocacy group in Washington, D.C. And Ashley Nellis is the author of a 2016 report called
The Color of Justice, Racial and Ethnic Disparity in State Prisons.
So how does Vermont measure up?
Right. So in Vermont, it actually has the highest rate in the country of adult Black male incarceration. And it has the third highest rate of incarceration for African Americans overall.
The third highest rate of incarceration for African Americans in the country, according to Ashley's report. Vermont was just behind Wisconsin and Oklahoma. Here are some other ways to wrap your head around the numbers. You can compare Vermont to the rest of the country.
Nationally, the ratio is about 5-1 Black-white incarceration, and in Vermont, it's more than 10-1.
Or you can think in terms of our state's population.
Only 1% of the population in Vermont is African-American, but 11% of its prison population is Black.
Now, while we were reporting this episode, Vermont's Department of Corrections published newer numbers from 2017. Those show a small decrease in the percentage of Black inmates in Vermont, from 11% down to 8.5%. But when Ashley ran the numbers in 2016, Vermont's ratio of Black-white incarceration was higher than Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire.
Yeah, the data in Vermont is striking because the Black incarceration is so much higher than the national average and of its neighboring states. So it is very curious.
What the Sentencing Project report doesn't tell us is where these African-American inmates are from. How many are Vermont residents versus those who are arrested while visiting or passing through?
State Correctional Facility, Officer Dwyer.
Hi, it's Attorney Amy Davis. I'm calling to speak with my client, Corey Jones.
Could you please hold just 1 second?
Thank you. Hey, Corey.
Hey.
Hey, it's Amy. They wouldn't let Angela into the facility, so we're sitting outside in my car and want to do the interview over the phone. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hey, Corey, it's Angela. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry about all the background noise, but there's a lot of people.
Corey Jones is serving time in Northern State Correctional Facility in Newport. We're talking over Bluetooth in Amy Davis's Subaru.
You know, I've worked with him for, I don't know, Corey, what, 2 years now?
Corey is serving up to 3 years for distributing $40 worth of heroin. He was arrested in St. Johnsbury in 2016 as part of a big series of controlled buys, basically sting operations. He maintains his innocence.
Well, I had my Supreme Court thing today, too. I don't know if you wouldn't hear anything about that, would you, Amy?
Oh, you had your argument today?
Yes.
Did you get to go?
No.
Oh, shocker. But no.
Yeah, didn't get to go, didn't get to purchase the paint by phone or nothing.
Yeah.
And good afternoon again. Thank you all very much. Please be seated. Good afternoon, Your Honors. The matter before the court this afternoon is a case entitled State of Vermont versus Jones.
The Vermont Defender General's Office has appealed Corey Jones' case to the Vermont Supreme Court, arguing that the jury convicted him based on insufficient evidence. The attorney arguing the case, a woman named Dawn Matthews, also suggested there was bias involved. Corey is Black.
In light of the statistics and our continuing history of racism, both in this country and in this state, a judge has to be especially alert in a drug case with very weak facts.
Dawn Matthews' argument was basically implicit bias 101.
It's not just judges, it's prosecutors, it's defense attorneys, it's courtroom staff, it's jurors, it's everybody that has this kind of shorthand that works in our brains where we have a tendency to associate people of color with crime without even realizing that we're doing it.
I've had nothing but problems with St. Johnsbury.
Corey Jones says he experienced more than bias almost as soon as he got to St. Johnsbury in 2013. He'd moved from Florida to be near his sister in Danville, and he was looking for a job and apartment in town. He says someone on the street called him the N-word, and he ended up getting in a fight, and then on law enforcement's radar.
That was an excerpt of the latest episode of Brave Little State, reported by VPR's Angela Evansy and John Dillon. The show has support from the VPR Innovation Fund, and the music you heard in this excerpt was by Blue Dot Sessions. Angela, where can people hear more?
We'll be hearing more of the episode tonight at 6 p.m. during All Things Considered, or you can listen anytime at vpr.net or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much, Angela.
Thanks, Mitch.